Hello, it's me, the M, the I, the K, to the E, hailing from the D, the Y, to the T. That's the abbreviation for the city called Dayton, and I'm sending you good sensations and vibrations. And remember, I'm just saying. I want to talk to you from the subject of, I guess I told you. This is a podcast. This was back in the day when I used to film myself. I guess I told you. But now we're at a different tier level of podcasting. So I'm re-releasing this one, a timeless classic. I guess I told you. A lot of times in life, there are people that we are helping. And some people are receiving help, but they're not coachable. There have been times I've received help and I fought against it. I'm not going to act like I'm exempt from it. But there's also times when I've tried to help people and they fought it. Here's the problem. The person that you are helping, some of you, that person is talking to you any kind of way. They are, on one hand, saying and acting as if life is so bad and they're so hurt or so oppressed, which I'm not minimizing anybody's feelings. But then on the other hand, you're trying to help them and they're calling themselves, telling you off and checking you. And those are very brutal terms for me. I mean, maybe I'm exaggerating saying brutal because it could be worse, but that person is checking you. That person is saying what they're saying to you. You're helping them financially. I've heard someone saying that someone was helping somebody and the person that was financially broken or financially in need, you know, replies to the person, "Oh, stay in your lane." It's like, really? Wow. Stay in your lane. Apparently you were in the emergency lane. I pulled over to help tow your vehicle. I pulled over to give you a jump, so to speak, so that you could start rolling again. And here we are with staying in your lane being advised to me. Wow. As my dad would say, that's deep, brah. That's deep. Because it is. But again, I guess I told you. You are talking to people. Here it comes. Y'all get ready for this rant. Y'all know with me, here it comes. And you guys are in a symbiotic relationship, circumstance, or situationship that should be a cruise ship but resembles more of a battleship or a sunken ship because they are calling themselves checking you. You are laying out the plan for them. You're not only just talking to them, you're running your hand down your pocket, you're looking at them, you're laying down the finances, or as some of the people pronounce it, we can laugh and have a good moment here, finance. And you're laying it down. You're showing them, hey, well, you might want to hold off on being in that vending machine. You might want to hold off on eating out. You might want to hold off on this. But here they are talking to you, saying what they don't need and what they can and can't do and all of this stuff. And all you're trying to do is get them out of that hole that they are in. But, oh, at the end, they get the last word. Walk off and say, oh, I guess I told you. But the funny thing about it is, here they come. Oh, can I borrow $50, $20? Well, ma'am or sir, I laid it out to where you had an extra $200 if you would cut back on some things. But here you come back to me for the $50. But I'm the person you checked and told off. Oh, yeah, you really, you got me told. You really, you won this fight. Oh, I'm talking about a clean, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? It was a, yeah, this was a TKO. So, but again, I guess I told you. That person is not only just telling you off, but they're also doing things to the point where they're even doing things. Some of them, they're laughing at you. There are some people who call you friend. And again, they say friend, but they're really frenemies. and they're telling you off, laughing at you, being sarcastic, making smart aleck remarks, and they're supposed to be your friend. But, you know, you help them with everything that you can help them with, but they're so oppressed, like I said before, they got a problem that they're going through. But I guess they told you, and they guess they told you, but guess what? That problem is like, maybe you should listen to that person that you're telling off, because I keep appearing. And as a matter of fact, as the problem, as the villain, I'm getting tired of terrorizing the same person. Just imagine that the Justice League and the Joker, Reverse Flash, or somebody's like, can you please stop? I got other people in this city, Gotham, Central City, that I need to terrorize, and I'm tired of you being the one. Go get it fixed. Go get the problem fixed. Call Joker, call Batman, call Flash, call Super, call somebody, Wonder Woman, because I'm tired of terrorizing you. Well, you have once again come into the place called Mike Believe, a place that makes Emerald City look like a pile of green rocks. Never, never land. Wish that it never existed in the first place. And Wonderland wonder why it was created at all. And I encourage you to dream like you'll live forever, but please live like you'll die today. I quit.